16 or US 1 as alternates southbound. Tropical storm Laura forecast to become a major Category 3 hurricane as it approaches landfall early Thursday morning along the Texas-Louisiana coastline. No local impacts. It's just going to be hot and humid with only isolated thunderstorms. Back to school in Clay County today. Superintendent-elect David Broski with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. And as you're reflecting on all the work that's been done during this very disruptive summer and dating back to spring when decisions were made to close schools, how do you know you're ready?
Well, Rich, we've done so many things to get ready for this school year. We're excited to kick it off this morning. Not only for brick and mortar plans to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, but just the excitement that's in the air today. I've received several texts from teachers, principals, and parents all saying, hey, we're ready to go. So we're ready to kick it off here in Clay County.
Well, best of luck with the kickoff today. It starts with the transportation. We heard from Director Sweat about the steps that are being taken, assigned seating on buses. Does it also include masks and cleaning? What does that all look like?
Yeah, on the school bus, yeah. Masks are mandatory, as well as cleaning after each route using an electrostatic sprayer, which is the latest technology in cleaning. Same goes with schools. We're focusing on several things. One, we're focusing on increased and intensified cleaning, social distancing, and the use of masks. Those are the three things that have been proven to be effective in reducing the spread of the virus, and that's what we're doing here in Clay County.
What are you hearing from some of your colleagues, for example, in Baker, which has been back for a couple of weeks, and in Nassau, about things above and beyond those common elements that may be working or not working over the first few days?
So, you know, one of the things that we had heard was the importance of seating charts and keeping students together. That will provide us the ability to contact trace students in case a student does have a case of coronavirus. We'd be able to track those students that have been in contact with them.
And how about the decisions that parents are making? If a parent decided brick and mortar and then has maybe cold feet, or the kids have cold feet after a couple of days back, what does that look like in terms of communication with the district about making changes? Can they?
Well, we're asking parents to not make changes. If there's extenuating circumstances, of course, we would listen to our parents and make the necessary changes. I think it's important to realize that there's also the movement of teachers, and there might not be a spot available in order to accommodate, but we're going to do our very best.
What are you hearing about teachers? Do you have a lot of substitutes on track for today, or what does the first couple of days look like for you?
So we have currently we had 45 substitutes scheduled for today. A normal day in Clay County looks just shy of 200. So we're off to a good start. I think everyone gets excited on the first day. I know I've been doing this 31 years, and every night before the first day of school, I'm so excited I can't go to sleep all night, and I was up all night, as a matter of fact. Just thinking about the school year, thinking about kids coming back, and thinking about all the things we need to do to make sure this is a successful school year.
Well, best of luck with it, Superintendent David Broski. Closing message you want to deliver to parents and teachers and administrators and staff and the kids, especially through Clay?
No, I hope everybody has a great day. I hope everybody stays safe and follows the protocols that are in place. They're in place for a reason, in order to make the safest environment possible for our students and all stakeholders. And so I would ask parents to keep their child home. If their child is in fact sick, we can certainly put parameters on the things we do at the school, but sometimes students, when they're home, they might go to large group events or do other things of that nature. And we're asking everybody to be respectful of one another. Clay County is a great district because we treat each other like family, and I know that's going to continue this school year.
Best of luck to you and to the team in Clay County Schools. Be mindful and careful also in those school zones and your neighborhood. Plan some extra time into your morning routine here over the next several days. Superintendent-elect David Broski, thanks.